strengthen us. Are you there?
Yes.
So Revelations chapter 12 from verse 10 to 12. Let's read it together. 1, 2, 3.
And I heard a voice saying in heaven.
This is, this sounds like Legion. We are many. Not one voice. We need to be one voice. We bind it. Are you ready?
Yes.
1, 2, 3.
And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. Therefore rejoice ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time.
Let's read it one more time. Now let's read it like we know what we are reading, and not just going through words. Are we ready?
Yes.
Especially you, Auntie Benz. How are you seeing with that small Bible like that, Auntie Benz? You know, when we were growing up in church, you just see people like, pastor says this. You see them flipping and then they start like they're in the... I think God looks from heaven and he just says, these people. Are you ready?
Yes.
Please look at your screen, Auntie Benz. I know you can't see those words. You don't have your glasses. You don't have your contacts on. Please look at the screen. Amen. Clap for her.
Amen.
1, 2, 3.
And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe unto the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. For the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time.
Clap your hands to the Lord. Say, Father, give me the spirit of revelation.
Father, give me the spirit of revelation.
You may be seated in heavenly places.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, the Spirit of God ministered to me last night that I should speak to you about the benefits of the accuser to the brethren.
Amen. Amen.
Come on. The benefit of the accuser of the brethren. Remember, the Bible says all things work for good. So if the devil was kicked out of heaven, it means he's supposed to serve a good in your life. Somebody looked at me like, huh? It says all things work for good for those who love him and those who are called according to his purpose. So if we are called according to his purpose, then even Satan being kicked out of heaven is to our benefit. Let me find somebody I can talk to. If everything works for us, even Satan works for us.
Amen.
Are you still here or you're shocked? If everything works for your good, if everything works for your good, you have to understand the existence of Satan is to your benefit. You see, me, I'm bold to tell you the truth.
Amen.
I don't play church. I don't do those things. Because we understand, you see, we teach the word of God based on where we are in God. There are people who are afraid of the enemy. There are people who are resisting the enemy. There are people who are fighting against the enemy. There are those who have allowed God to crush the enemy. There are those who are seated in heavenly places above principalities and power.
Come on.
Depending on where you are in God, it determines how you look at the devil.
Amen. Come on. That's good.
To some people, the devil is a giant. To some people, he is under our feet.
Amen.
Even when the devil thinks he's working against me, he doesn't know that God has played him to benefit me.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I don't know if somebody can hear me. So many of you are so worried about somebody that is your benefit. I know people are shocked. Some people are going to cut this clip and misinterpret me, but it's okay. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
If everything works for our good, then there is a benefit to the accuser. The Lord told me to tell you three things that the accuser has come to benefit you. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
Are you sure you're here?
Yes.
Job chapter 1 verse 7. Job chapter 1 verse 7. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. Verse 8. And the Lord said unto Satan, has thou considered my servant Elias, Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and fears evil or runs away from evil, that word. Verse 9. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, doth Job fear God for nothing? Has thou not made a hedge about him and about his house and about all that he hath on every single side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thine hand now and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. Now, God enticed Satan so that he can promote and increase the substance of Job.
Come on.
You didn't hear what I'm saying. Notice when Satan, God highlighted Job. He highlighted the spiritual walk of Job. God never referred to the material things he gave him. But when you read the book of Job from the beginning, it only talks about Job was a respected man, a righteous man, meaning he was a holy man in the sight of many. And it begins by telling you how much he had. Meaning that people reverence Job not because of his walk with God, but because of the substance that he had. Now Satan comes and he sees the same thing that everyone else is seeing. Job had no capacity to see the spiritual level of Job. The only thing he could see was what Job has in his account and with his substance. So God covered the eyes of Satan to see what God wanted to increase.
Come on.
I'm trying to talk to somebody. Now, by reading this, you understand one thing. It is not Satan that takes from you. It is God who has the power to give and to take.
Yes.
Satan cannot touch you unless it is ordained by God.
on. Come on.
Yes.
Come on, prophet. You're teaching.
Somebody is not listening to what I'm saying. You know, we like to say God is in control, but we don't understand the extent of the control.
Come on.
So God is the one that is bringing up Job. Satan showed up to this meeting. Then God is the one who is bringing up your name. Let me talk to somebody that is mature enough to be able to take this. Let me speak on this side. Hear me. Somewhere in the spiritual realm, witches want to attack you because God brought you up.
Come on.
But there is a plan to it that even Satan is not aware. Because the only one who knows tomorrow is God. Now, without a test, there can never be a testimony.
Amen.
The Bible says, it says this, the testing of your faith, it works something that you lack nothing. So you are in luck because you are not being tested.
Come on.
I want to talk to somebody. The Bible says, listen, your trial and tribulations, they are good. So that you lack what? Nothing. So if God is going to increase you, He has to make sure the old stuff is gone so that you can get...
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I don't know if somebody can hear me.
Yes, we hear you.
No. Listen for 2 seconds. Capture this for 2 seconds. So God brings up Job. And Satan says, he loves you because of what you have given him. Now remember, Satan is reflecting himself.
That's it.
He's, you see people project. Yeah. Even Satan projects. Because he believed that God loved him because of his adorning. Look at how beautiful I am. I am truly the anointed cherub. So the devil is very materialistic. Imagine a spiritual being that fell because of gold. So what makes you carnal is not the fact that you are flesh. It's being married to what God has made beneath you.
Oh, so good. So good.
I feel like I'm in the wrong church, maybe. Let me talk to Revelation Church Online. I have a few minutes. Let me try and go through this quickly. So, the primary reason, you see, God is a reactor. Look at your neighbor, say, God is a reactor.
God is a reactor.
I can't hear you.
God is a reactor.
When God gives you something, He will not add on it unless you use that thing He gave you as a seed. So God has to be provoked in order to expand something. So when God gives you something and He sees you have become comfortable in that place, and God's desire is to give you more, God will provoke you to ask for more. Sometimes He will do that by taking what you used to love.
Come on.
In order to expose you to a greater...
Your teaching is so good.
You see, God doesn't like this. I'm just comfortable. You know where I am. I'm just happy. This is enough. No. Because God is thinking about the nations that can benefit from you.
Amen.
But if you are short-sighted just for yourself, you are not ready to advance in what God has. Yeah. Are you listening to what I'm saying?
Yes.
So God's mind for Job was bigger than where Job was. Way bigger. The number one reason of the accuser is to increase you in substance.
So good.
Your substance cannot increase unless the accuser is involved. You didn't hear what I said. Let me repeat it. God wants to increase Job. Spiritually, Job was good. Spiritual growth doesn't end because God is eternal. But where Job was deep. Job could have conversations with God. He knew God. His walk with God was in a solid place. So God wants to increase him. He allows his finances to be hit, his marriage to be hit, his family to be hit. Whenever you're going through financial crisis, health crisis, you have to understand there is a debate about you in the spirit. And God is waiting to see the move you will play. I don't know if you can hear me. If you can hear me, shout fire.
Fire!
When there is a discussion about you in the spirit. Why is everything I'm touching failing? What's going on? You see, your problem is quickly. You start giving the devil is just fighting. The Bible says the battle is the Lord's. If something can, you remember the Bible says it like this, our life is hidden in Christ and in God. So in order for Satan to touch you, he has to touch God the Father. He has to touch God the Holy Spirit. Then he has to overcome Jesus to touch you. First of all, that cannot happen. It is impossible.
Amen.
There's no even 1% possibility. And not only that, you are too far from the reach of the enemy.
Amen.
So if God can expose you just a little bit to be touched, it means there is a certain promotion.
Yes.
Amen.
That is due you.
Amen.
Yes. See.
Are you listening to me? Jesus is at the Jordan. Father. He is tested. Not only tested, he's tempted. But there is something that you need to understand that the Holy Spirit told me when I was coming to church. Go to Genesis chapter 3. And go to where the snake is talking to Eve. Now you need to understand this because this is very important. Because while this discussion was going on in the spirit, Job knows he has a relationship with God. Start from verse 2, please. Job just knows it's his relationship with God. That's why you find that Job never credited anything to Satan. Says, should I love only God when he blesses me? Why not when he takes from me? Come on. Actually, go to verse 3. You're right, sir. Uncle Musa, I repent. Look at this. Keep going down. Go to, because the Spirit of God is telling me this. Go backwards. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now I got it. Go back. Listen to this. But God said, you shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. Verse 4. But the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die. Verse 5. For God knoweth that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. The accuser does not accuse you before God because it is God who brings you up. The accuser accuses God to you to make God look bad.
Wow, 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 that's good.
You did not get it. The job of the accuser or his work is not to go before God and to, remember, in the book of Job, it's not Satan bringing Job up. It's God bringing him up. But whenever Satan sees that God has come and God has permitted something, Satan comes to poison you against God. If he's really your father, why will he let you go through this?
Come on, so good.
Is he really your God? The wife of Job comes, curse God and die. Ah! Curse him and die. Job is like, if I die, where am I going? He will deal with me over there too. Nah, I'm not doing that. So how many of you have gotten to a place you're looking at God, say, God, I'm tired. You just bless other people. The enemy has just accused God to you.
So good.
The reason it strengthens your faith, it's because it reveals how much of God you truly know and you trust. When our Lord Jesus was in the wilderness, Satan came to him and said, if you are the Son of God. Why did he say, if you are the Son of God? Because at the Jordan, he saw God saying, this is my son. So Satan is using the same words that God said. Say, if this guy is really your father, why is he letting you be hungry now? After 40 days and 40 nights of fasting, you haven't drunk water and he's saying he's your God. Ishmael had water come from the ground. The children of Israel had manna fall from heaven. You, he's your dad, and he's letting you starve to death. He's saying he's your God, right? Why isn't he protecting you from me? Okay, jump off this. He says he will send his angels, right? Where are they? So the devil comes to accuse God to you, to make you believe this God you claim is so good is not that good. Look at how he has touched everything. But God expects you, who knows him, who has his spirit, can sit down and know, this is a plan between me and my father. I know when my father wants to promote me, he will allow certain things to happen. So me knowing my father, I will say, Daddy, I am ready.
Come on.
So God cannot expand you because it is faith that moves you forward. It is impossible to please God without faith. But many of you just use faith to believe in things you can receive. But faith is a representative of your relationship with God. How much you know him. How much you trust in him. How much you look to him. That's what faith represents. Because some people can have a belief, I will get a big house, I will have marriage, I will have this. But when it comes to them and God, they don't even know where they are. That is not faith. Because faith is a heart that believes God. Faith is not a heart that believes scripture. Scripture is useless without God. So as many of you as you are here, there's some financial things that are happening. There are some difficult things that are happening. There are some testings that are going on. You're saying, Lord, why is my finances going down? From the time I got serious about you, finances are being shaky. Everything is becoming difficult. Lord, what is going on? you need to understand something that is about to benefit you is in the works.
Amen.
Amen.
See.
I feel like I'm talking to myself. Number two. The first one covers your material life. The second one, this one is sweet. Somebody say it's sweet.
It's sweet.
Genesis 39 from verse 7. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph. And she said, lay with me. But he refused and said unto his master's wife, behold, my master wotteth not what is with me in thy house. And he hath committed all that he hath to my hand. There is none greater in this house than I. Neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? Notice, not against his master. Against God. His scope was on greater things. Verse 10. And it came to pass as she spake to Joseph day by day, she was persistent, that he hearkened not unto her to lay by her or be with her. Verse 11. And it came to pass about this time that Joseph went into the house to do his business. And there was none of the men of the house there within. Somebody say it's a setup.
It's a setup.
I can't hear you.
It's a setup.
And she caught him by his garment, saying, lay with me. And he left his garment in her hand and fled and got him out. He ran for his life. And it came to pass when she saw that he had left his garment in her hand and was fled forth, verse 14, that she came unto the men of the house and spake unto them, saying, see, he had brought in a Hebrew unto us to mock us. He came in unto me to lay with me, and I cried with a loud voice. And it came to pass when he heard that I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment with me and fled and got him out. Whenever you have secured a position and you have done everything that you can, and you have become great in that place, or you are becoming great in that place, or you are comfortable in that place, there is a physical accuser that usually will show up to fight you.
Come on.
They will lie on you. They will attempt to frame you.
Come on.
But God allows this because what God gives you, he protects.
Amen. Amen.
Listen to me. You don't need to protect anything that God has given you. God himself will protect it.
Amen.
But when God has given you something and all of a sudden they can frame you, you just need to understand that this accuser is pushing you to your destiny.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Let me talk to somebody that is willing to hear me. The number two work of the accuser is to point you in the right direction.
Amen.
You see, when a man's belly is full, when a man is comfortable, we relax. We no longer pray, God, what's next? We are no longer ambitious because the goal of human beings on earth is to make it. if I have everything, I have made it. But when God looks at you, he says, nah, money is not making it. It is good. But being in your purpose and thriving in it is making it.
So amen. Good.
Some of you lost your jobs. Let me talk to somebody.
Come on.
You have been doing your job so well and they laid you off. You have been doing business so well, but they attacked you. All of a sudden, everything fell apart. You're like, God, what is going on? I was just doing well. Now I can't even afford bread. I'm in prison. But that prison is your place of appointment. Sometimes God will bring divine connection in dark places.
Yes.
Where there will be no external interference.
Yes.
Where if God increases you, your enemies will be smiling, not knowing that God has equipped you.
Amen.
Are you listening to me?
Yes.
Everybody's getting a promotion but me. That's because God doesn't want you to be promoted there. He wants you to promote you in something else.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on.
I feel like I'm talking. Are you sure this?
Teacher, prophet.
Are you listening to me?
Yes.
God wants to promote you in something else, but you want to be promoted in what you are choosing.
So good.
Because everyone made it there, you want to make it there too. No, God, sometimes you just create a scandal. Create a scandal. You are kicked out. You're like, ah. My little sister was somewhere for years telling her, Benny, what are you doing there? It's a good place, but that's not where you're supposed to come. Can your brother be in the country and you're on that side? What is your problem? Oh, God, God. I say, okay. One day, God just allowed a weird thing to happen. Turned her whole world upside down that she could not stay there. If she had listened to me, it could have been so easy. It could have been so easy. Life would have been just so smooth. I say, okay. When I traveled there, she came and saw me. Oh, brought me food. I say, hey, are you sure? Ah, yeah. I say, you don't know what is about to happen. I stopped asking. I was just waiting for God now to do his thing. Huh?
Told me too.
Apostle is another. I say, Apostle, let's just. Okay. God will just allow a weird scandal to happen. You say, why is the devil attacking? I didn't even do it. God is just ejected. You know, like when you're in a fighter jet and you're just ejected out. You are pushed by fire. Some of you are here because God pushed you.
Come on.
He used the accuser to push you.
Come on.
You're not listening to me. He allowed the accuser to push you.
Yes.
To eject you. Because you thought you are like them, yet you are not like them.
Amen.
It was just a way to pass through. All of a sudden, the friends you used to have, they turn on you. Ah, but we used to be so cool. What? We used to pray together, fast together. Just because you started with people doesn't mean they are part of your future.
Amen.
Oh, amen.
If you clap better, I will. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
The accuser comes to eject you, push you out. The devil will think he's winning because you have gone into prison. But God, it is a setup because he's about to promote you.
Amen.
I receive.
Are you sure you can hear me? So the purpose of the accuser is very simple, number two, is to force you into your destiny. To force you into your destiny. We were married, all of a sudden, the person just said he's tired. Maybe you are in the wrong place.
Jesus.
Yes. You can marry wrong. Daddy, am I lying or is it the truth?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, it's true. God's purpose was still fulfilled one way or another because it all works for our good. You may have gotten a job in the wrong place, but you prospered. You didn't know that it was not where God wants you to be, because God also says, whatsoever you shall lay your hands on shall prosper. So there are times he will just stop you from prospering to tell you, get out, you're not getting it. Get out, you're not getting it. He dries up the resource that sustained you for a certain time, but you're still pushing. No, no, I will make it work. Huh? You know, one thing that I want us to have as children of God. I saw a post by my little sister. She's a young prophetess that by God's grace, I help her in the prophetic. Her name is Sham. She wrote something very powerful and she was talking about ministry. And she said this. She said, we need to learn to let some things that are dead just be buried.
Amen.
We don't need to keep giving CPR to things that are dead.
Amen.
There are some things that ended with your parents. You're not the one that is supposed to continue it. That was its time and that was it. Let's not push for things that God is no longer breathing in. Where God is no longer, the breath of life is no longer there, leave it alone. So some of us are like that. You'll be working on something, and then you just keep working on it. Okay, it's time to move on to something else.
Oh.
So God will start creating problems for you. Yes. That's why some of you during this scandemic, you lost a lot of things. It was a divine setup. They were laying people off and you got laid off so that you can enter into another season.
Amen.
The old way of life to end with you. But some of you know. So the accuser comes to push you. Comes to push you into your destiny. Third one. Are you ready?
Yes.
John chapter 12 verse 32. John 12 and 32. And if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Are you listening to me? Let's read it together. 1, 2, 3.
And if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me.
One more time. 1, 2, 3.
And I be lifted up from the earth, will draw men unto me.
That was suspicious reading. Uncle Todd, people who read script 24/7. Let's read it again. 1, 2, 3.
And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me.
So notice, sometimes God will allow the accuser to bring negative attention unto you. Yes. Not positive attention. Negative attention. Are you listening to me? The accuser can bring negative attention unto you, and God allows it. God can allow you to be portrayed in the negative light, not because you're wrong. But God understands very well that those who you need to rescue are not among the good, they're among the bad.
That's good.
No, you didn't hear what I just said. people who celebrated Jesus were not present when he was drawing all men unto him. Jesus was seeing something good, but the world was looking and said, look at this person naked, hanging naked, crucified with thieves and robbers. He's in the midst of them. Not even on the side, he's in the center of them. But the same people that stood there to see him crucified are the same ones that were converted and became the disciples that followed him.
Amen. Amen.
Your public humiliation is not actually a humiliation. God is bringing people that you need to impact their lives.
Amen.
I don't know if you can hear me. Have you ever noticed that good news doesn't make headlines? It's been like that from the beginning. Mm-hmm. Do you know how many people saw videos of, Prophet Lovie exposed, Prophet this exposed, and then they went and watched and realized that God is here.
Amen. Amen.
No, it's true. I went viral because, this is witchcraft. Okay. Then people who had needs realized that, man, I need to go to Revelation Church because the Holy...
Amen.
The Holy Spirit is there.
Amen.
I don't know if you can hear me. Sorry?
People were picketing right on the parking.
When we came here new, like 1 week or 2 weeks into it, picketing, they don't even know me, they've never. But all that made us even more known in Simi.
Amen.
That moment. Hear me and hear me by the Spirit of God. Hear me. Notice Jesus never defended himself. When they say wizard, he never said anything. He's like, oh, cool. I'll keep delivering people. Say, does Satan cast out Satan? Okay. Remember, we are a light unto the world, not a light unto church.
Amen. That's good.
Many of you want to shine in the church, but God has sent you to shine in the world.
Come on.
Now, you didn't hear. Let me talk to the overflow. Let me talk to the overflow right outside the sanctuary. Let me talk to all the overflows in the building. Sometimes God will allow you to look like you are down. So that when he promotes you, people cannot understand how you got up there. No one can take credit for how you got up there. When people look at you, they will realize God is involved in this.
Yes.
They will look at you and say, no, 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 no. This is the work of God. This is the work of God. How can... What? I've seen men and women of God go through this. Turn off the air, please. I bind it in Jesus' name. It's too cold. It's too cold, Jesus. I'm tropical. I'm an island boy. I'm an island boy. I'm an island boy. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Capture this by the Spirit of God. Please, hear me and hear me well. God will allow you to be tainted. Not because it will remain like that. You see, what God has called, people can try to smear. But because it is of God, nobody can do anything about it.
Amen.
Our reputation does not hang on how men see us. Our reputation is sustained by the God who called us.
Amen.
Who chose us knowing our mistakes, knowing our strength,
yes,
knowing every single detail.
Amen.
Knowing every single detail. Amen. Of our lives. Yeah. Are you here?
Yes.
Knowing every single detail, everything. He knows where we are going to miss it. He knows where we are not going to miss it. He knows every single thing. So our reputation doesn't hang on us trying to create a certain picture. No, we don't need to pretend. We need to chase after God. We need to strive for purity. But we never need to pretend. Just be you. Because when he called you because you are what? You.
Amen.
He didn't call you because you are the next T.D. Jakes. No. He didn't call you because you are the next Lovie Elias. No. He called you because you are just you. Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? So the accuser comes to point you to where you're supposed to be. And when you get to that place, he's the same one who will lift you up for all men to see you. You see, if the church lifts you, there's no glory in it. Are you listening to me? There's no glory in it. That's what Christians do. But today's Christians are opposite. Sometimes pulpits are more of an instrument of the devil than the world. Yeah. I'll say it one more time for those who are in the back. Sometimes pulpits are the weapon of Satan more than altars of witches and wizards. Those who are wise know what I'm saying. But capture this, let this enter into your spirit. The accuser is there for your benefit. Now let's go back to Revelations and let me see you, show you something. Revelation 12 from verse 10. This is what we're going to finish with, then we'll pray. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and the strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. Are you listening?
Yes.
For the accuser of the brethren is cast down, which accuses them before our God day and night. Now you need to understand this statement. The Lord Jesus in heaven cannot be called Christ. Because no one in heaven has ever needed salvation.
Wow.
In heaven is just God. Okay, maybe I'm poking too much feather.
This is good.
Let's start again so that you understand. Let's go back. I'm trying to open your eyes to something so that you can understand this verse, because this is one of the most butchered verses in church. And I heard a loud voice in heaven, in a voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God. Wait. Jesus prayed in Matthew 6. Your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So we know in heaven the power of God is there. The kingdom of God is there and the will of God is being done. So when you read this, listen to what it's saying. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ has come. And therefore the accuser of the brethren is cast down. Wait. So are you saying in heaven the will of God is not being done, or unless it's talking about something else?
Come on.
Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
Because Jesus is saying your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Your kingdom come. And your will be done. But here it's saying, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of the brethren is cast down, which accuses them before our God day and night. What is this talking about? You are seated in heavenly places. The voice was saying from heaven. He did not say this power has come to heaven. He's saying now the power of our Christ, of the anointed of God has come. Because spirits used to rule in heavenly places controlling the earth. When our Lord Jesus came on earth, died on the third day, he rose up. He rose to the highest heaven to sit in all heavenly realms in the heavens, and he called you to sit with him above all principalities.
Come on, you're teaching so good.
So it is talking about the reign of the power of God.
Come on.
In the atmosphere, which is heavenly places. Yeah. That now Satan has really been cast to the ground. Now, the spirit of the power of the air is no longer ruling. You are actually above him.
Amen. Amen.
We are going somewhere. I'll prove it to you more. Let's keep going. Verse 11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Wait. How is it that when Satan is cast down, the blood is already available? So is this talking about the fall of Satan, or is it talking something else? Because it's talking a lot of things. There is a part that is about the fall of Satan. And then there is a part that is talking about his dominion in heavenly places. And then the coming of the Lord Jesus changed the whole script. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Why the blood of the Lamb? We were given immunity from God's wrath. So you're no longer condemned. You can no longer be blamed because you're in Christ. But the blood is not enough unless there is a testimony in your mouth.
Come on. So good.
Now, you being a spiritual man and a spiritual woman, your testimony should not be based on what happened in the physical. Because anything that happens physically already happened spiritually. So I don't need to wait to see a physical manifestation for me to testify.
Amen. Amen. Come on.
Because I overcome while the battle is still.
Come on.
When I begin to testify, understanding the outcome of the battle. Are you listening to me? When I can understand the outcome of the battle, we are more than conquerors.
Amen.
I don't need to wait for my healing for me to say I am healed. I don't need to wait for me to be strong for me to say I am strong.
Amen.
That is why the Bible says, let the weak say I am strong. Not, why are you saying it? It means at that moment you're not strong. But when you begin to testify of the strength, immediately you're empowered. Amen. So your elevation, what will establish you when the accuser comes, God is trying to promote you. If you don't have a testimony in your mouth, you remain in the same place. Because that says you do not know what God is doing.
Amen.
You are in the dark with what God is doing. So if the man of God comes and he lays hands on me and he prays for me, Father, bless him, increase him. And then I leave. Instead of increased difficulty comes, the church today will say, a wizard put something on you. But not knowing when the blessing comes, there must be a test. And that test is the clue of the prophecy that should proceed from your mouth.
Amen.
That when you testify that what I was given, I have, now you enter into it.
My God.
So there is no overcoming. I feel like I'm talking to myself. There is no overcoming unless you have a testimony. If all things work for your good, why are you waiting for good to praise God?
Amen.
Let me look for somebody I can talk to. If everything works for your good, if everything works for your good, I don't need to wait for good to praise, because the moment bad things are happening, I begin to shout, "Hey, Rabba Baba Shata, Lekadush." I understand.
Yes.
I understand. Many of you wait for breakthrough. Oh, yes, I have a testimony today. I'm just waiting on the Lord. That's why you're not blessed yet. I'm just waiting, you know, amen. On tonight, I'm just waiting for the manifestation. That's why you're still waiting. God has never been late. God has never, ever, ever been late. In the book of Habakkuk, I believe chapter 2, it says, write the vision and make it plain, that he that readeth it may run. It's talking about God. It's not talking about you writing your goals. It's talking about the table of your heart. Because God will give you your heart's desire. When your desires are clear, God who looks at the heart will rush to make it happen. Then he says this, the vision is for an appointed time. Even though it tarry, wait for it, for it shall not tarry. So your delay is because you want to be delayed. Some of you are binding spirits of delay and you're wondering why delay is still not going. It's you. Instead of binding delay, testify.
Yes, yes.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
I said testify.
Testify.
Some of you need to do this. I haven't had a car for a few years. This. It's difficult right now. God, I just need a car. You know, instead of saying, God, I need a car, put 4 chairs in your living room.
Come on.
Sit on the driver's side.
Come on, Papa.
Tell your family to sit on the other side, or imagine them.
Yes.
And say, I am driving in my...
Yes.
I see it, Lord.
Come on.
You are asking for things that are with you. Unless you force it. Listen to me. Sit for 1 second. I'm 1 second, Mike. I promise I'm finishing. Do you know what? You see, there's something called creative miracles, healings, and all this. But there is something that Christians, especially our modern day and spiritual believers, don't understand, something called working a miracle. Working a miracle is different than praying for a miracle. When I pray for a miracle, I need to ask myself, does this one require me to work it? Or is it God that will just do a divine intervention? They come to Jesus, they say, Jesus, there is no wine. He says, what is this to me? When did I become a bartender? This is not even my wedding. I just was invited here. Then his mother walks and tells the servants, whatever he tells you, do it. And walks away. Jesus is not praying for wine to come from heaven. What does Jesus do? He says, hey guys, come here. Fill this with water. Fill it some more. Take a cup, go and give it to the head of the wedding, the master of the ceremony. So these guys are carrying water. But the master of the ceremony thinks it's wine. When he puts it in his mouth, he says, the best wine in the whole world. Notice, Jesus didn't pray. He worked a miracle.
Come on.
Some of you need to enter into a place of working miracles.
Teaching good.
Sometimes you have to provoke a miracle to be birthed.
Yes.
So you cannot testify what you're not living by.
That's right.
That means that testimony is false. Because to testify is I bear witness that this is real. Sometimes you just need to get up in your house. You say, I need this and this and this. Father, I am now working a miracle. You take your credit card or your bank card. You just pretend you're going to the favorite store you want. You are just swiping. This one, I will buy this one.
Teaching.
You're provoking. I'm telling you, it looks silly. Let me tell you something. Listen to what the Bible says. The things of the spirit look foolish. And they cannot be received or discerned by the carnal. You see, carnal people want everything to make sense. That's the attitude of carnal people. It has to make sense. It has to make sense. It has to make sense. Why do you need to do that? The reason why you're asking, why do you need to blow on people? Why do you need to hit people with your jacket? Why do they need to shout, prophesy? The reason why you're saying why, you're not even asking. You're trying to make a statement, but you're trying to look like. The reason why you're asking is because it's not for you. It's beyond you. It's above you.
Amen.
You don't prophesy, but you're asking, why do they have to shout prophesy? It has nothing to do with you. The day you prophesy, then maybe you will understand why. But until you get there, it's none of your business. Even if we try to explain it, you will never get it.
Amen.
Why do you need to say somebody's name? It's because you can't.
Ooh. Jesus. Oh.
Just say, I can't and I want to. But because I will never, let me just demonize it. Huh? But you're already saying your name and everything. So capture this by the Spirit. Maybe I'll ask my kids to prophesy today, not me.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, capture this. Capture this. Where's Rio and Andrew? Where did they go? These ninjas. Can somebody grab them? What are they doing? So capture this. Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me?
Yes.
Don't be those people that are not in the close circle of God. You see, the circle of God has secrets. God does not confide to people who are not in his thing. Why should he tell you? You don't do it anyway. You're already demonizing it, so why should he give it to you? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Notice, they will talk about everything. False teacher, false this. But they can't deny how many. Why do people, just think about it. One person somewhere thinks he's smarter than the millions that watch us. Are you listening to me? Guys, if you don't need to go out, you don't go out. Last time. You hear me? All four of you. Except Maro. Are you listening to me? So as we are finishing, I want this to enter into your spirit. Be somebody full of testimonies. Not just praise, testimony. Praise brings down walls. Testimonies establish you in what God has purposed in you.
Amen.
Are you listening to me?